I want to play this. This is Caro on Classified last night, just talking about some issues that she has heard about at Essendon.
Not a fallout, but there is some genuine tension between Adrian Dodoro, long-time recruiter, list manager, etc., and the head of footy in Josh Marnie, which is disappointing. I'm not sure where Blake Carosella is going to be next year, but he also has a rock-solid 2 years left, a very highly paid rock-solid contract, but he will definitely be in a different role next year if he's there. Wait, when you say,
what's that mean? Not a fallout.
Not a fallout, and it's disappointing. I would think that there is tension at most football clubs, particularly those that are underperforming, and Essendon has underperformed this year. So I hear there's tension, then I'm not unhappy if it's my football club, because I would hope that there's some form of tension there.
I'm not doubting Caro's story, but what does it mean, though? Is it how you spin it. So yes. What you're saying is totally reasonable. Yeah, there's tension because, this bloke's pushing hard for this, and this guy's pushing hard for that, and
Dodoro is the list manager, by the way.
I would imagine there's tension on a whole host of issues at Geelong. There'd be some tension over decisions.
Always.
So I don't. Maybe there's more to it, though. She said it's
But if there was more to it, then...
Well, there's disappointing tension.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the disappointing tension might be, but I would think that they have conducted their internal review.
Mm.
It's been ongoing.
When are we going to hear about that? Will they tell us?
At some point, they may not make a public announcement about it, but we may see that they've shifted some people around. That's probably what will happen.
Supporters get informed about the results?
At some point they should, yeah. At some point they should, but they don't need to know exactly now what they're thinking.